So be mindful of the words you release. See, I know that life has thrown you some curves, but the king in me, the ruler in me came to speak to the ruler in you. You were born to rule, and you need to know that there is a king in you. What has happened? The head has become the tail, the lender has become the borrower. What has happened to you? We speak to you today. Is there no king in you? You cry out like a woman in travail. Is there no king living in you? Then why do you speak with such low self-esteem? I've been through so much, but I found my inner king, and I came to help you find your inner king. You were born to rule, and you need to know that there is a king. I know that some of you have been molested. I know that some of you have been struggling. I know that some of you have been talked about. I know that some of you have got lower self-esteem. But I came to tell you that there is a king in you. I know that some of you are struggling with addictions. I know that some of you are struggling with financial issues. I know that some of you don't feel like you're smart. You don't feel like you look good. You don't feel like you got what it takes. But I came to tell you that there's a king in you. I know you don't feel well. I know you don't think you look the part. I know that you don't think you got the skills, but I came to tell you that there is a king in you.
And
if there's a king in you, I want you to stand up and let me know you're out there. Where are the kings tonight? Where are the kings? Forget about what you've been through. You are a king. Let the kings rejoice. Let the kings rejoice. You are successful. The king is living in you. The word is in you. Praise him because
there is a king in you.
You will make it. You are forever a lender, never a borrower. You are forever above, never beneath. You are forever the head, never the tail.
A king is in you.
Let the past go. Look toward the future. The best is still yet to come for you. There is a king in you. Let the ruler rule. I know you've been through. I know you've been through. But there is a king. Embrace your king in it. Your king, embrace your. I know that life has made you feel bad about yourself. I know that some of the things you've been through has made you feel bad about yourself. But you need to know that there is a ruler in you. There is what has happened. The enemy has tricked you and made you feel like that you are beneath. he's tricked you and made you feel like that you are a borrower and never will be a lender. But Donald Lawrence came to tell you that there is a king in you. There is a king in you. There is a king in you. I can't stress it enough. There is a king living in you. Rule, ruler, rule. Speak, king, speak. Stand, king, stand. Take control, king, take control. Rule, rule, rule. You have dominion.
Lord, you are the potter.
Lord, you are the potter.
And I am the clay.
And I am the clay.
Mold me and make me.
Mold me and make me.
Have thine own way.
Have thine own way.
Lord, I need your spirit.
Lord, I need your spirit.
I can't make it without your grace.
Lord, I need your grace.
Help me to run. Christian race.
This Christian race.
Lord, I give my life.
Lord, I give my life.
I give my all.
I give my all to you.
To be a willing vessel.
Be a willing vessel.
To use me through and through.
Use me through.
Come on.
And through.
But Lord, I need your spirit.
Lord, I need your spirit.
Lord, I need your grace. That's what we want to tell him tonight.
Have your way.
Anybody want God to use them?
Have your way in me.
I dare you sing it along with us. Come on, Pat.
Have your way.
Have your way, Jesus.
Have your way in me.
I've counted up the cost. Yes, I have.
Have your way.
And I'm willing to serve. Yes, I am.
Have your way in me.
Will somebody help me say, have your way.
Have your way.
In my life, Jesus.
Have your way in me.
It hasn't always been easy, but how many of you know that God is able? Thank you, Jesus. Some of the things that you go through It's because the enemy sees the mark of God on your life. And he's not after you because of where you are, but he's after you because of where you're going. And if he can stop you from bringing to birth the hidden treasures that God has spoken over your life, not only does he hinder you, but he hinders people that's going to be blessed by you. That's why you got to make up in your mind that no matter what it takes, I'm receiving everything that God has for me.
I'm going to introduce to the rest of the world my daddy. Come on, Reverend Dr. W. Arnolfo Sr., would you please come on up to the stage? Come, either way. When I was growing up in Oklahoma and in Arkansas, I was always my father's chief psalmist. Now that was a burden and a blessing. I was the chief psalmist, I was the minister of music, I was the janitor, I was the van driver, I was whatever I needed to be, because I was the pastor's son. And one of the things I remember is at one point in my life, I decided that, you know, all my friends are doing their thing and I'm stuck at the piano every Sunday morning. I can't go out on Saturday night because if I'm late on Sunday morning, y'all know what I'm saying. And I don't have to paint no picture. The truth of the matter is, I need counseling. I was abused. I don't know, it's something about them old school whoopings. It's just a whole different kind of ball game. Amen. Go get your own switch. That ain't big enough. When I was growing up, I thought my daddy was Zorro. He done do that belt buckle so quick. All I see was leather going in the air. When it came back down, it was hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Oh, but it blessed me. I am who I am because they loved me enough to discipline me. Amen. Amen. One of the phenomenal things that I recall about growing up as the PK and my father's chief psalmist and armor bearer and cupbearer and I remember when I was probably about, what was that, 7 or 8 years old, we used to stand next to each other, he in his robe and me with my little suit on, and you know the kind where you pull the pocket up and it's a handkerchief. Y'all remember them, don't y'all, front? Y'all had Easter suits just like that. You just pulled a pocket out and you had a pocket seal. Amen. I remember we even have pictures, we have photos of this, but I would stand next to him and he would open his hymn book and I would stand there with my little hymn book and we would sing together, and it was an incredible thing. It means so much more, Daddy, now than it ever did then. I was appreciative of the opportunity because I was gifted and anointed to do it and I just loved it. When you're anointed to do something, you're passionate about it. And so I just loved it, but now I am so incredibly grateful to God to have had the opportunity, in hindsight, to serve in ministry with my daddy. That doesn't happen often anymore. Come on, let's be real. That's not everybody's story anymore. But to know now that I stood next to him and he didn't just tell me how to do it, he showed me how to do it. It was in Bishop Green. It was an incredible blessing. So tonight, we're going to relive yesteryear. Me first. All right. I'm in charge now. I'm just playing. Lord knows I'm just playing. Amen. I'm nervous. Hold on, I got to get it together. Father, I stretch. Come on, y'all know these kind of songs. My hands to thee. Come on, sing it like it was Sunday morning. Y'all playing with it now. No other, no other hand. No, thank you, Jesus. If thou withdraw, come on, sing it like you know him. Thyself from thee. Whether shall I go or
amazing grace, how sweet
when he would do this verse right here.
Praise God.
Praise. Oh, bless your name, God. I came to praise God. My Lord,
praise God.
Oh, praise
God.
I can't speak for nobody else, but I came. He deserves it and he's worthy. I wanna. Hallelujah. Come on, give it up for Dr. W. Arnold for singing. My daddy.
Smokey Norfolk and his father, Dr. W.R. Norfolk Sr. And that was the medley, Father, I Stretch My Hands to Thee, and Amazing Grace. 620 is the Sounds of Praise time. And again, our phone number for music requests, for dedications, prayer requests, and praise reports, the number to call is 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. Pastor Marvin Sapp, and from the album Here I Am, the song's entitled He Has His Hands on You. And that's what a father, a good spiritual father or a natural father, will tell his children. When you're going through tests and trials, it doesn't mean that God's forgotten about you. It's because he has his hands on you. He's directing you through the various tests and trials of life. It's not meant to be a flowery bed of roses. The devil doesn't want that to happen. He wants to discourage you and stop you from going the way that God wants you to go. But God has his hands on you to bring you from where you are to where he wants you to be in this life as well as in the life to come. Pastor Marvin Sapp here on Sounds of Praise.
In this house tonight, we're on the Father's will right now. And it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just touch somebody, look them in the face, and tell them I'm in his hands. Listen.
He sees the tears you cry,
and
he shares your pain inside,
and sometimes
you wonder why he allows you to go through what you go through.
Listen.
Just know he has his hands on you.
That's a good place to slip up those hands and give him some praise. Oh, I can't get no help in here. That's a good place to bless him. Listen to the words.
See your days.
Even when the sun is out, yes it is. And from the top of your lungs,
you shout. Oh,
will there ever be a change?
What shall I do?
Can I tell you one thing? Remember, just know he has his hand. Yes, it does.
He said,
I'll see you through.
And when you cry,
he's holding you. So just lift your hands up high,
for
he will provide. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Just know he has his hands. Sometimes you feel so alone, like a child lost with no home. They keep telling you to be strong, but you say, when will it end? When will I win? That's what I want. He has his hands on you.
He has his hands on you.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
He said,
I'll see you through.
You through.
And when you cry. you can just lift those hands up high. He will heal. He will provide. No.
Pastor Marvin Sapp with He Has His Hands on You, or You Are in His Hands. And therefore, Brian Courtney Wilson's here on this Father's Day to encourage you that it will be all right. No matter what you're encountering, no matter what you're going through, God will bring you out on the victorious side if you continue to trust in Him.
Y'all say this with me.
Alright, alright. It's gonna be alright.
Y'all try.
Alright, alright.
It's gonna be.
It's gonna be alright.
One more time, say it with them.
Alright, alright. It's gonna be alright.
It will be.
Alright.
It will be.
Alright.
You're gonna make it.
Make it. All right.
You're gonna make it
through,
even
cry, but don't give up the fight. Know that this is not the end. Wait and see, it will be
all right.
Time can build with tests and trials that no man can escape. So may your steps be ordered by God, 'cause he knows how much you can take. He is the reason it will be
alright.
It will be
alright.
You're gonna make it. There may be some tears,
but don't give up the fight.
Know that this is not the end.
God is stretching the wind.
See, it will be alright.
Alright.
It will be alright.
Alright.
I know you have seen better days before, and now the swift or
strong,
but to the ones who endure,
all
that's you and you and you, to the very
end, it will be all
I've never
right.
seen
all
the righteous forsaken,
all right.
nor his seed, that's you,
all right.
begging bread,
it will be
so you gotta learn
right.
how to trust
all
him
right.
with your whole heart.
Y'all don't mind it here. I'm gonna need a little more time to tell you, to present my evidence for why I believe it will be alright. I need to tell you that I've been through some dark nights, and those dark nights went into weary days. And truth be told, some of them days I felt like giving up, walking away, throwing in the towel. But then I remember who God is to me. Yeah. He is the source of my strength, and he gives me strength to win this fight. But even when I'm too weak to face the battle, he is a keeper.
who can make everything all right. Ask me how I know. Ask me how I know. 'Cause he kept Daniel in the lion's den, and he kept Joseph the dreamer in a foreign land. He kept the Hebrew boys safe from the flame. In fact, we ought to pause right here and bless his holy name. Help me say it.
Jesus.
He kept David when he was cowering in the cave. And he kept Lazarus when he was rotting in the grave. He kept my daddy when he lost his position. Well, he kept my mama on her bed of affliction. He keeps my children safe and protected, good God Almighty. And he keeps my beautiful, wonderful wife happy and contented. Well, that's how I know.
All right.
That it will be all right.
All right.
If that's how I know.
All right.
That it will be all right.
All right.
You ought to glorify the Lord in heaven right now. 'Cause it'll be all right.
Have a dance. I don't really have a praise dance, but I want to get in your way. I don't want to box you in. I want to let this band play something, man. Let these people dance. We're going to dance it out, man. Just celebrate real quick.
Six 38 here on Sounds of Praise on this Father's Day Sunday, and great spiritual fathers of the gospel we are celebrating today. And we began this set with Donna Lawrence and Company with There's a King in You, followed by Pastor Norman Hutchins and the Singers with Lord You Are the Potter. Smokey Norfolk teamed up with his dad, Dr. W.R. Norfolk Sr., with Father, I Stretch My Hands to Thee, and Amazing Grace. Then we heard from Pastor Marvin Sapp with He Has His Hands on You. And we conclude the set with Brian Courtney Wilson, It Will Be All Right. 6:38 is the Sounds of Praise time. And our phone number for music. I'm sorry, I gotta say that again. We're not doing music requests today. Our phone number for dedication. We'd be glad to dedicate something that we already have programmed to whomever you wish. Just give us a call at 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. Same number for prayer requests and praise reports. We are going before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to be able to praise God with you or pray for you or pray for someone else. But here again, you need to go to the phone. It's your act of faith. And since faith pleases God, we know He's going to work in your behalf. He says, come boldly before the throne of grace, where you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I don't hear, I don't see, I don't read anything but unanswered prayer in that verse. Come boldly. That's a position of faith. Unto the throne of grace, where you may obtain mercy. God gives you exactly what you're looking for. Or grace that which he knows is best for you at that particular time. And so therefore, we can receive from God as we come before him in faith. Okay, and if you haven't got faith enough, I'm going to invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the prayer requests and the prayer reports that we receive before God's throne. That number again, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. You don't have to wait until 7:15. You can call as soon as the music starts. I'll be able to answer the phone and jot down your prayer requests. Right now, it's time for the Sounds of Praise weather update. Sounds of Praise weather update. Sounds of Praise weather update. The temperature right now outside our studio is 57 degrees. Higher temperatures are expected with plenty of sunshine today. And a mild and clear night is in store with low and generally comfortable humidity levels. A high today, 79 to 84 degrees. Wow, so it's really going to climb up there. And the low tonight, 59 to 64 degrees. On Monday, not as comfortable as temperatures and humidity rise with spotty afternoon clouds. A high on Monday, 81 to 86 degrees. At night, it will remain generally mild and humid with a low 62 to 67 degrees. On Tuesday, humid conditions will continue as a cold front brings afternoon showers and thunderstorms. A high on Tuesday, 82 to 87 degrees. A low Tuesday night, 62 to 67 degrees. And on Wednesday, beautiful weather with clearing skies is expected as the humidity will decrease behind the cold front that moves into the area. A high on Wednesday, 75 to 80 degrees. One or two showers will be around at night, but most of the area will remain dry, with a low on Wednesday night, 58 to 63 degrees. That's the Sounds of Praise weather update. If I receive any more information, we'll certainly pass it right on to you. 642 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial. Tush Freeform Radio. This is the Sunday, June 19th, Father's Day edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. Here's the late David Pops Winans of the Winans family, and the song's entitled Holding On here on Sounds of Praise.
A little too tight. Lord, it's time for me to let go, let go. Ooh, I promise the Lord I'll be faithful. You know I promise the Lord that I'll be true. I must honor my vow to the Lord, and no matter what. Problem. Yeah, I got to let it go.
Let go
and let God. Yeah, I witnessed the Lord Almighty hand, and I know all the things He can do. I must release my trust in Him, no matter what others may do.
I've been holding on
too tight. behind now.
Let go.
Let go. Hey, I've been holding
up
a little too tight. I've been squeezing
holding
my problem, trying to work it out myself. I've been holding
on
a little too tight. Hey, hey, Lord.
Let go.
You got to let go. You got to let it go. Let it go.
I've been holding on.
I've been holding on. Let it go, my Lord.
I done got out the mic. My Lord, my Lord. Why you cut me short?
The late David Pops Wyden's here on Sounds of Praise and Holding On. One of the problems that we have in the country, probably in the world as well, is the fact that there are a lot of children growing up without a father in their life. A lot of men fathering children, but heading out the door as soon as the child is born, and not providing that influence that is necessary and so important to sending children on their way with a proper direction that a father alone can give. But God is able, and He's willing, and He does great things even when there is no father. But that's why we're talking about spiritual fathers in the church who need to step up and take the place of the natural father when there is no natural father around. Kirk Franklin and Donovan Owens sing about that situation from the album The Fight of My Life. And this is A Whole Nation here on Sounds of Praise. There's a message in the music.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce to you right now young Donovan. He's 11. The problem we're facing right now is we're losing our children. Fathers, we need you. Can you feel me?
But there's some dudes that are just like me.
Yes.
Every time you took a picture with you and your family, it was only two people, and it was supposed to be three. It was supposed to be me asking,
why the sky blue? When I grow up, I wanna be like you.
Yo, daddy, can you teach me how to
tie my shoes? Can I go with you to work so I can see what you do?
Let me see what you do so I can love my kid too. But you didn't stick around. Was that too much to ask of you? Too much to get a blueprint,
no.
Too much to show the way,
no.
That's the reason why this building is not finished till today.
Lost boy,
still we wanna believe that
my daddy's coming back, he didn't forget about me.
Like a child after school, we sit and we wait.
I know that you can come.
But that was 78.
It takes a whole nation.
Come on.
It takes a whole nation to help me raise this generation.
Respect
to the mothers that be holding me down, but it's showing.
everybody, but it's a million of y'all and only one of me. What happened to the village? As far as I can see, it's been burned down by this modern day slavery. Shouldn't have to, she didn't get knocked up on her own. And I know that baby mama's drama, brothers is real. But before you close the door, don't forget how it feels. Remember,
daddy missed my game and I made a touchdown. I won the talent show, but you weren't around. If a girl breaks my heart, what I do with the pain?
And one more thing, daddy,
can you tell me my name? Yeah.
I need
my daddy.
Franklin and Donovan Owens here on Sounds of Praise and a Whole Nation. And that's why we encourage spiritual fathers to step up and not only be inspiration in the church, but beyond that, as far as the needs are concerned in other young lives. 6:53 is the Sounds of Praise time. We're moving right along. Pastor John P. Key and the New Life Community Choir here on Sounds of Praise. It's what we encourage young people to do. Live for Jesus.
Gracious I am, for thou hast brought me through. My unto thy countenance we bow, and by my faith I make this vow. The God that I love, sir, shall not come this.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we want to live for you. 6:58 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on Tush Free Farm Radio. We're also on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. And the Sounds of Praise message is that salvation is available to all through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray you've given your life to him. And if so, we encourage you to continue on in him. And if not, this is your opportunity to do just that. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, Israel Houghton, and Come As You Are.
Come as you are, and bring every burden. Come as you are.
That's what God invites everyone to do, to come to him just as they are, to receive his salvation gift, the benefits and blessings that he alone can provide, because he died on the cross of Calvary to make things right. He is our bridge to God the Father, and that's why he could proclaim that.